Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, April the 26th, 2011. Settlers step up attacks in the West Bank, and the Palestinian president expresses disappointment regarding Obama's attitude. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says U.S. President Barack Obama gave us hope, then abandoned us midway. Abbas' comments were published in an interview with the American Newsweek magazine. Abbas said that the Palestinian leadership knew Obama before he became president, and he was very sympathetic with the Palestinians. However, Obama threatened to impose sanctions on the Palestinian Authority if it insists to ask the UN to condemn the ongoing settlement activities in the West Bank and to insist on settlement freeze as a prerequisite to resume negotiations. The Palestinian president added that it was Obama who suggested that settlement activities should freeze before the peace process can continue. The Palestinian Authority is planning to ask the UN for a recognition of a Palestinian state on the borders of 1967 amidst wide acceptance and rejections by the US and Germany. On the ground, Palestinian sources reported that hundreds of Israeli settlers, mostly armed, are roaming around the city of Nablus in the northern part of the West Bank. This motion by the settlers comes 2 days after an Israeli settler was shot dead in Nablus, believed to be by Israeli military gunfire by mistake. The settlers was killed when a group of settlers invaded Nablus and attempted to enter the tomb of Joseph in the city. Palestinian police tried to stop them, however. The settlers pointed their guns at the police. Palestinian sources say settlers opened fire and the air to stop the settlers. Immediately, a nearby Israeli military post responded to the source of fire, which led to the settlers' death. Both Israeli and the PA are investigating the incident, but no final report has been issued yet. In the meantime, Israeli soldiers imposed a tight closure on the village of Azun near Qalqilia in the West Bank Tuesday morning. Head of the village council, Ahmad Imran, said Israeli troops set up temporary checkpoints at all the entrances of the village and denied entry and exit to anyone. Imran said he is not informed of the reason behind this closure. On Monday, a group of extremist settlers attacked a number of Palestinian homes near the Kiryat Arba illegal settlement inside the city of Hebron in the southern West Bank, a local source reported. Settlers also attacked a car that belongs to resident Mohammed Al-Kamiri from Hebron and broke its windshield, however. No injuries were reported. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org.